Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe with the Tax Relief. How are you doing today?
Do you want me to come down?
Well, who is this again?
With the Tax Relief.
Oh, Tax Relief? I just had a missed call for you guys.
Yes, and we're just trying to help you out if you know, do you owe the IRS $5,000 or 2 years on file taxes?
I've been trying to get in touch with the IRS because I filed my taxes 2 years ago, and when I filed my taxes, they said that the lady that for what's the H&R Block, I believe, H&R Block.
Okay.
She told me that once all because I didn't file my taxes for like 4 or 3 years, so then they ended up taking everything that I owed, and then the following year I tried to file my taxes, and then they said I'm still old. I was kind of like very odd about it, and then I've been trying to get in touch with them.
All right, so I mean, you don't owe the IRS $5,000, correct?
I probably so, most likely.
Is it more than $5,000 or less than $5,000? I just want to make sure so we can help you out.
In between.
Okay. Now, with the second option, now, is it more than 2 years on file taxes that you need help?
Yes.
Okay. So let me do this. This is a free consultation. I'm going to get a specialist on the line with us. I'll introduce you once I get there. Okay? It's going to be only 5 minutes of your time. Real quick.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay. All right.
And your first name is?
Saquon. S-E-Q-U-A-I-N.
Okay, Equan. All right, here we go. Let me get him real quick. All right.
All right.
How was your your Christmas? How was your New Year's?
It was great. How about yours?
Excellent. I had to work here.
Oh,
you know. But
it's
right.
Holiday.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. All right, here we go. All right, Mr. Equan, get ready. Here we go.
All right.
All right. So when they come in the line, I'll introduce you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Equan.
Tax Relief, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily. I have Mr. Equan on the line. His phone number is 914-2467-812. Can you assist him, please?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Equan. You're in good hands.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, man.
Likewise, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, sir. What's your name, sir?
Saquon, S-E-Q-U-A-I-N.
Okay, Saquon. How can I help you today?
The gentleman that I was just on the phone with, he was saying something about you guys, like, help with taxes and stuff like that. I was explaining to him that I filed my taxes in 2022 because I didn't file it from 2019. I haven't filed my taxes since 2020, and then I filed everything all in 1 year, the year prior to last year, so going into 2023. And when I filed it, they had told me I had owed, that I wasn't getting anything back, that they was gonna, that I owed. So they kept everything. And then I said, do I owe anything for the following year? She said, no. And I said, are you sure? She said, yeah. So I went to go file my taxes, beginning of January last year, and then they ended up telling me that I still owed money, and I was kind of confused by that because they took about at least $6,000 from me.
Okay. How much do you owe currently?
I'm not 100% sure. They told me it was about $5,000, and then I paid everything through all my taxes, all my refunds.
Okay. And so are you all paid up now since they've taken your refunds? Or?
I'm not too sure. Like I said, I tried to file last year at the beginning of January of last year, and they told me I still owed, so I didn't even file.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, so we can help you out, but the thing is, so you have to owe $5,000 or more before you're eligible for any of the Fresh Start programs. And so I wouldn't want to go through the whole process, and then you have to pay for the service, and then you're not even because they took your entire refund. And so do you have, like, an online portal with them to where you can log in and check to see the balance that you owe?
I tried to do that 2 years ago, and then they gave me the runaround. Somebody was supposed to send a letter. No one sent the letter. They were supposed to do a whole bunch of stuff. I tried to keep calling the IRS,
And every time I tried to call the IRS number, the number was either busy
hey,
or
was
it
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
For me. Really repeat that one more time.
So every time I tried to get in touch with the IRS, they either the number was busy or no one was available to actually speak to me.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to call, and I've been trying to call them for the last 2.5 years to figure out what's the next
right.
solution we could do.
And that's typically the way it is. Okay, well, I mean, the good news is, so the IRS, they do have programs, and it's through the Fresh Start Initiative. And if you can qualify, they may either reduce the debt that you owe by a settlement or either enroll you into a currently non-collectible, and that's where you wouldn't be required to pay anything back at all. So the benefits, they are substantial. Really, the hard part is just getting qualified. So what we can do, we can go through and see if you qualify for any of the programs. If you do,
okay.
we'll be able to help you out. And if not, I can at least try to point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Give me one second. What state are you in?
I'm in New York.
New York. Okay. And then what county in New York?
Dutchess County.
Okay. You said Texas County?
Dutchess County. D-U-T-T-H-E-S-S.
Yes, I have it right here. And then are you under the age of 65?
Yes, I'm 36.
Okay. Okay. And then have you received any letters in the mail from the IRS in last year?
No, I haven't received a letter from them since 2022, I believe.
Okay, got it. And then you're also unfiled since then as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to go over is your monthly income. How much are you bringing home each month after taxes right now?
About $2,500 a month.
Okay. And what do you do for work?
I work at Adams. It's like a supermarket / garden center.
Okay. And then do you have any other income or just that?
Just that.
And then next, we'll go over your monthly expenses. Are you paying rent or mortgage right now?
No, I pay for rent. Yeah, it's open.
Okay.
I pay $16.75.
What about gas, electricity, water?
Electricity, I pay $200 a month. Water and gas, that's free with my rent. That's all included.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cable or Wi-Fi?
Yes, I pay $220 a month for the cable and Wi-Fi.
And then what about your cell phone bill?
Cell phone is $35 a month.
Any vehicles that you're currently paying for or either already paid off?
No. Right now, I'm not paying for anything else.
And then any health insurance? Copays?
No.
And then any credit cards, personal loans, student loans, storage units, any other expenses we didn't cover?
No.
Okay. And then the last section here that they look at is your assets. Is there anything that you own that the IRS could come after other than like your income or your bank account? So, for instance,
no.
Any real estate, any land, investments, paid-off cars?
No.
Okay. All right. And then as far as the IRS, where do you stand with them? So I know you said that you have not received a letter since 2022. What was the – I know it's been a while, but do you remember the context of the last letter that you received?
They were saying something about, I remember it was about $2,800 I forgot what year, I think it was for 2021 or could have been for 2022. And then that was the only thing I remember seeing. And then they had doubled it or something like that. Basically, they had sent me a letter. Well, supposedly they sent me a letter in 2018. I never received it.
Mm-hmm.
That I was supposed to, basically sign off on a letter and then send it right back. I never received anything. So right after that, I'm assuming that they said that they were going to start taxing me or
it was something in a range of something like that.
Adding interest. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
And
okay.
I never received any letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you never, okay, got, did you change addresses or you just didn't get it at all?
I changed addresses back in 2017, towards,
okay.
I want to say October, September. I had changed addresses,
okay.
And then I never received anything.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, so this is everything that I need from you right now. Bear with me for just a moment. I'm going to submit this over to my legal team to see if we can get you qualified for any of the programs. This will probably take just a few minutes, and so if you don't mind, I'm going to place you in a brief hold, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, bear with me. Thank you.
No problem.
What's up, Chris?
Amanda.
I'm good, can't complain.
application?
Okay, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for holding. Okay, so the legal team, they just had one concern, and it's that they want to make sure in the future that you don't fall back behind. So this program with the IRS, it's kind of like a one and done. They'll help you get current, back on your feet with a clean slate, but you'll just have to agree that moving forward, you'll file on time and stay in compliance moving forward, and we can help you out with that, okay? But you can commit to that, right?
Commit, yes, I can.
Okay, great. So you are approved for the program. So the first step we take is to submit a power of attorney to the IRS, and that's so we have the legal right to speak and negotiate on your behalf. Then the second thing we do is submit an 8821 authorization form. Now, this just allows us to go back 10 years. That way we don't miss any penalty or overcharge that they have on your record. We'll be able to see exactly what unfiled years you have, what you owe for those years, and we'll also be able to determine where you stand in the collection queue and also know
okay.
the intentions that the IRS has towards your account. Now,
all right.
The really nice thing about this program is that the IRS allows us to put a collection hold in place, so you'll be completely protected. So that means you're not going to have to worry about the IRS going into your bank account or your paycheck or anything like that. But in regards to everything else, I do want you to be aware. So the process, it's not overnight. It is the IRS we're talking about.
Yes.
So it normally takes, I would say, about 2 to 3 weeks to get their records back, and then you're probably
okay.
looking at about another 4 to 6 weeks to process any paperwork for the program. So
okay.
on average, you're probably looking at about 2 to 3 months to finalize everything, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And then,
go ahead.
And question. So I should wait until April to possibly file for my taxes?
honestly would recommend doing, Saquon, is I would wait and let us handle everything for you. Wait until we get the investigation results back, because what we'll be able to do is go in, get you all called up with filing, because if there's any issues there, you know, like, because I don't want you to file and then you could potentially get a refund but then take it because it wasn't done correctly, or either because you owe, you know, let us see exactly what the problem is, and then we'll get you all caught up with filing. That way, in the end, you come out on top, if you're okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, then, lastly, as far as our cost, so we charge $795, and that's if you needed some type of payment arrangement, or it's $590 if you can pay it in full. Which one would work best for you?
Probably in payment.
Okay. Well, so the minimum down payment, no matter what, is $295. And what they'll do is, as long as you can pay the other half, which is $295, within like a couple of weeks or so, they'll still honor that $590 for you. But let's do this. So can you spell the legal spelling of your first name the way the IRS has it?
Yes, S-E-Q-U-A-I-N.
Okay, and then your middle initial?
L.
L as in Larry?
Yes.
Okay, and then your last name?
Lynn, L-I-N-N.
Okay, and your date of birth?
10/19/1988.
A good email address that you have access to?
My first and last name at yahoo.com.
Okay. So just to make sure I have that correct, S-E-Q-U-A-I-N-L-Y-N-N at Yahoo?
Yeah.
Okay. You file single. What is your home address?
5507 Cherry Hill Drive, Poughkeepsie, New York, 12603.
And then what was the city?
Poughkeepsie, New York. P-O-U-G-H-K-E-E-P-I-S-E.
Okay, and then that was Cherry Hill, correct? Like
correct.
Cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y? Okay.
Correct.
And then what is your social security number?
071-780-0742.
Okay. All right. And then along with the two IRS forms, I'm going to include the payment authorization form as well. So we'll go ahead and set up the payment plan and put the payment method on file. And so did you want to go ahead and pay it today or put down half today?
Well, I don't have none of my information with me, like none of my cards and anything like that. I am at work right now. I will be – if you can guys give me a call back in like an hour or so, I can take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a problem. And so if you want to, what we could do is I could go ahead and set up the payment schedule, and then I can at least have legal sign off on the forms, and then I can text them over to you. And whenever you get off of work or get back to your truck, you can actually put your card information into the document. And so I can text you the link, and you can fill it out and sign it yourself. Would that work?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, perfect. So do you want to – what do you want to do with the payment schedule? Do you want to are you able to put anything down today? Do you need to, you know, push it out a week? What do you need to do?
I could push it out until Thursday. Like, I could start it on Thursday.
Okay. Do you want to do the full 590 then? Do you want me to divide it up into a couple of payments for you?
Yeah, divide it into a couple of payments.
Okay. You got it. I will do that. And then do you get paid, like, every other Thursday?
Paid every week.
Every week. Okay, so do you want me to do the second payment for the 16th?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, we'll do. Okay, so what I'm going to do, so I'm going to get all of your information populated into these documents, and I'm going to have legal sign off on it, and then I'll text the forms over to you. And
okay.
So once you do get back to your vehicle, you can – are you tech savvy?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you'll probably, what you'll do, you can just go on it. It's like, it's Adobe Sign. It's really simple. It's like DocuSign. But once you get to the sixth page, that's where you can put your card information in and then sign off on it. But then you continue to sign the IRS forms, which is what I covered with you. But as soon as they sign off on them, I'll text them over to you. And then once those are signed, we'll get everything filed with the IRS. So immediately we'll file the power of attorney, which will get you protected, and then request all of your transcripts and put the collection hold in place. But then I'll also, I'll send you a text too to let you know the once the next steps once everything's signed. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, if you don't have any other questions, I'll text you that link as soon as I get the document signed off on. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Of course. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.